Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, here we are. Good evening.
Oh, all right. 720 WGN. This is supposed to be a crowd at any kind of sporting event that has a mascot. Did I make that clear? Good. 720 WGN, John Landegger, thanks for joining the program tonight, such as it is. And we are going to discuss the inductees into the Mascot Hall of Fame, which is located in Whiting, Indiana, with Al Sprager, Director of Community Engagement, and Michelle Gustin, Director of Business Development and Consumer Engagement. Well, Al, Michelle, I'm glad to see that you're both engaged.
Hello, John Records Landa. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. So I guess I'm just going to have to call you by name. Otherwise, you know, we'll be...
we'll talk over each other.
Yeah, that's right. Which is something to avoid when in radio. So, Michelle, how does one get nominated to be a mascot for the Mascot Hall of Fame?
Okay, well, we have a voting process. We have an executive committee, and I think it was back in August or September. Organizations, major league, minor league, collegiate, independent mascots all go ahead and get nominated. And it has to be nominated by the organization itself, not just the mascot.
The team of whatever relationship it has, whether it's professional or amateur or college or whatever, has to nominate itself. Interesting.
That's correct. Nominates the mascot. And they have they have to submit some information.
Mm-hmm.
How long have they been a mascot? You know, you have to be a mascot for 10 years to be inducted.
Really?
They also have to, they submit video footage. And then the committee dwindles it down to, I think they did it 24. 24 were our first round of mascots.
How long, Al, how long has the Mascot Hall of Fame been in existence, Al?
We opened up at Christmas in 2018, and we were open for a little more than a year. We were open until March of 2020.
Yeah.
When we closed down as a precaution against COVID.
Right.
And then we reopened in April of this year and have been open ever since.
So you are not just an online virtual Hall of Fame, you're an actual brick-and-mortar Hall of Fame.
We are a spectacular brick-and-mortar Hall of Fame. We are literally on the shore of Lake Michigan. We're a 25,000-square-foot building, which is about two-thirds glass, totally interactive, vivid colors, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of educational stuff. It's quite the place to come into. Kids love it, adults love it, teachers and students love it. So, we're way more than brick and mortar. We think we're a wonderful attraction in Northwest Indiana.
So, Michelle, what are the hours of the Mascot Hall of Fame?
Right now, we're open to the general public on Saturdays. We have two play sessions, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We shut down for an hour and do some deep cleaning, and then 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. But we're open during the week for field trips. We have seniors on Wednesdays, and then we do a lot of corporate meetings take place in our third floor facility.
I would think that it would be highly entertaining to have some sort of official business meeting at the Mascot Hall of Fame and then take a break and walk around and look at all the cool mascots. I mean, how many mascots in all are in the Hall of Fame, Al? I mean, how many do you have?
25. We have 25 right now.
And these are displayed in what manner? I mean...
The way we do it is we have inflatable lid heads on our ceiling. Our atrium is three stories high, and when you get inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame, instead of getting a blazer on a wall, you get an illuminated lit head, which hangs on a very thin guide wire on the ceiling so that when the place is open at night, it literally looks like the head is floating in the air. They're spectacular.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
They're great.
I have here, I guess this is a press release of some kind, that there were 24 mascots selected for consideration. During the first round, 71,000 ballots were cast by the public, annual members of the Mascot Hall of Fame and Executive Committee. The top 10 mascots moved to the final ballot. Over 58,000 votes were cast in the second round to get the Hall of Fame inductees for 2022. So that's quite a process. That's a lot of people involved.
It was also in 85 countries and over close to 4,000 cities.
Whoa, did not know that. Do you have mascots from teams in other lands, so to speak?
I'll give you an example.
Yeah, we have
the mascot from the Montreal Canadiens, Youppi. So he was our first. He was our first out of the USA mascot, and he was inducted a couple of years ago.
So let's get down to it, I guess. How many mascots are being inducted this year? Anybody?
Two? Two. It's going to be Globy from the Harlem Globetrotters, and we're proud to announce that Southpaw from the Chicago White Sox are going in.
Oh, Chicago White Sox Southpaw. Well, that'll cheer the, hopefully the Chicago White Sox fan base will be cheered up a little bit, considering things got a little disappointing towards the end there. Globy.
You know what? Southpaw and the White Sox have been just absolutely wonderful friends to the Mascot Hall of Fame. The club is really good about getting him out there. He's an entertaining character.
Mm-hmm.
The kids just love him. When we opened up after the pandemic in April of this year, the very first mascot we had was Southpaw, and we were so proud to have him out there. He's going to be a wonderful addition to the Mascot Hall of Fame, as will Globy.
Michelle, what makes for a good mascot?
You know, a lot of different things. I mean, I think there's so many wonderful mascots out there. But what sets these guys apart is what I like to call their shenanigans and how they interact.
Yeah.
Well, they have some crazy antics out there that, you know, people love, you know, if it's, you know, zip lining across a field or, you know, spilling popcorn on people or putting pies in people's faces. You know, it's basically how they interact with their fan base. And they become beloved to them. And it's also what's important to us at the Hall of Fame is how they are with their community. If they're giving back to their community, mm-hmm. you know, be it after school programs, you know, or is they visiting hospitals?
Right.
Is it, you know, anti-bullying programs? So those things are really important to us.
How do you as a Hall of Fame involve yourself with the community?
Well, we do quite a bit. Al, you want to take that one?
Well, we do. Yeah, absolutely. We do toy drives for kids. We do Halloween giveaways. We do Christmas giveaways. We do the Northwest Indiana Food Bank.
Mm.
As Michelle talked about earlier, we do a senior day every Wednesday. So it's a real multiplicity of things. I was going to make one comment about mascots in the community because it's one thing that I'm really proud of. Tommy Hawk from the Chicago Blackhawks and I jumped off a bank building a couple of years ago for United Way. And in the process of doing that and not killing ourselves, we raised over $94,000. So
wow,
it's kind of an example. Yeah, it's kind of an example of how they partner with us to do good things. But we do a lot of different things there, and all of them are good.
Can you have a buy a brick program going on? Can you explain that?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure, where you get to, it's only $150. You get like a commemorative brick that goes right in front of our Hall of Fame outside, and we have this huge. It's a sculpture. I think it's a van with some mascots out there, and these bricks are like this nice design around there and around the building. And we did really good. We had our first round. Oh, it went about 6 months, and I think we're going to be kicking that off real soon because of the holidays, because people like to have, you know, give something different. And, you know, you could put your name on it, and it gets put right in front of our building.
Awesome. Buy a brick. And to buy that brick, do we go to your website or?
Our website, mascothalloffame.com/buyabrick.
Is there
an, and you know,
yeah, go ahead.
What we're able to do with those funds, we feel very strongly in our neighborhood. We have a lot of schools that are unable to get a field trip. These kids can't afford it. So we are able to give back. And this past Friday, we were so thrilled. We had our big fundraiser, which was called Cue the Confetti. And we were able to present a school in East Chicago a field trip for 100 students.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is truly fantastic. And I'll bet the kids just go crazy when they come in there. If they see these...
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the things we're really proud of is people come in thinking they're going to have a lot of fun, and they do. But kids come in, and there are so many educational components to our museum.
Mm-hmm.
There's mathematics, there's arts, there's dance, there's geography, there's nutrition. And so we always tell people, you know, it's overt fun, but there's an absolute ton of subliminal education that you get. And that's why we're so popular with the schools and the educators.
That is very awesome, Al. I have been told, and this has nothing to do with anything that we have been discussing, but I heard in my headset from my producer, Tom, that somebody wants to do a boogie check shout out.
I would say, I got a boogie. It's stuck inside my nose. I got to fish it out before it ends up on my clothes. Boogie check, ooh.
Yay!
Both, you're going to be immortalized in the when do we go back on the air? Wednesday night at the intro of the Boogie Check. You guys will be on it. Absolutely.
Great.
Al, Michelle.
That's an honor. That's an honor for us.
Okay, if you say so. Al and Michelle, thank you so much for being with us, and all the best to you and everybody at the Mascot Hall of Fame. And thanks for sharing your time and effort with us this evening.
Thank you for having us on your show. We truly appreciate it.
Anytime. Mascot Hall of Fame is at 11. Is at 8? Let's do this again. The Mascot Hall of Fame is at 1851 Front Street, Whiting, Indiana. The phone number is 219-354-8814. And that website is mascothalloffame.com.